Alhamdulillah, we have now reached the main part of our program. We are blessed, Alhamdulillah, with the arrival of our most respected Shaykh, Habibullah Ta'ala, Hazrat Muhammad Salim Durat, Habibullah Ta'ala. Our respected Shaykh, Habibullah Ta'ala, is in need of no introduction. All are aware. Our respected Shaykh, Habibullah Ta'ala, is the founder of the Islamic Dawah Academy, and is the soul and the spirit of the Islamic Dawah Academy. It is through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the efforts and du'as of our most respected Shaykh Hafidhullah wa ta'ala that programs like these are arranged, and we are given this opportunity to be reminded of our purpose in life. And due to the sincerity of our most respected Shaykh Hafidhullah wa ta'ala and his constant concern for the ummah, we hear such gems from our most respected Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, which give light and guidance to us here locally and internationally. In isolated places where there is no means for deen, due to the sincerity of our most respected Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala and his concern for the ummah, that many people are guided by our most respected Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala. So it is my humble request to my most respected Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala to come forward and impart his precious advices. I request to all the mothers and sisters and all the brothers seated here to listen very attentively to the advices of our most respected Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala and take notes that of action, that what do we learn from our most respected Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala and what lessons should we take back to implement, because this is the purpose of such speeches, that we take points of implementation, points of amal.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the glorious Quran, يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو you who believe ادخلوا في السلم كافة enter into Islam totally. Submit to your Creator totally. After accepting Iman, after believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after believing in the angels, after believing in the scriptures, after believing in the prophets and messengers, after believing in the fundamental tenets of Islam, submit totally to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all circumstances, carry out the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstain from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Udkhulu fi silm kaffa. Enter into submission totally. Totally submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the biggest hurdle in our submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shaitan. So Allah further says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow in the footsteps of shaitan. Why? إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. He is your open enemy. He is your clear enemy. There is no doubt whatsoever that he is your enemy. So he will always mislead you. He will always show you that path which will ultimately make you disobey your Creator. So never follow in the footsteps of shaitan. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna wa'adallahi haqq. O people, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed haqq. The promises that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made are nothing but true. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make false promises. Allah has also made promises. Shaitan also makes promises. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made many promises in the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made many promises through His beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which we find in the ahadith. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed an angel with every human, which whispers good thoughts, and within these thoughts the angel also makes promises on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Iblis, who is the leader of Shayateen, he has also appointed one shaitan with every human. Who continually whisper. And within this whisper, he promises many things on behalf of shaitan. The difference is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only makes true promises and shaitan only makes false promises. Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Allah is all powerful. He is not in need of anything. So we cannot comprehend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making a false promise. But other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can expect people or creatures to make true promises, make false promises. So the most wretched person is expected to make a promise once in a while, which is genuine. He always makes false promises. I don't trust him. But after 5 years, after 10 years, after 30 years, after 50 years, you may experience him make a promise and thereafter fulfill that promise. But as far as shaitan is concerned, he is completely the opposite of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will never make a true promise. It's not that shaitan normally makes false promises and once in a while he will make a true promise. No, he will always make false promises. And he dislikes the children of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. He hates the children of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. He hates each and every one of us. He hates me, he hates you. He hates the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. He hates the Awliya, he hates the Sahaba. Because we all happen to be the children of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And he believes that as a result of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, I was thrown out of the bliss of Jannah. I was deprived of the bliss of Jannah. So Adam alayhi salatu wassalam and his children are my enemies. I am their enemy. And I will try my utmost. لَا قُدَنَّ لَهُمْ سِرَاتَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ I will definitely sit on the straight path for them. Because that is the path they will all try to tread in order to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reach Jannah. So to deviate them, I will not go here and there. I will sit on the Sirate Mustaqim, the straight path. And I will try my utmost to deviate them from that path. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ This is the resolve he made. And where did he make this resolve? In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Anzirni ila yawmi yub'asoon. Give me respite until the day of resurrection. Keep me alive until the day of resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, innaka minal munzareen. You are already from those people who have been granted respite until the day of Qiyamah. It was not in your knowledge, but in my knowledge, you have always been from those people who will remain alive until the day of resurrection. Innaka minal mundareen. When he learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for me to remain alive until the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never makes a false promise. He had the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hakim al-Ummah rahimahullah ta'ala used to say that Shaitan was a great arif and a great alim and a great abid. Abid begins with the letter Ain. Arif begins with the letter Ain. And alim begins with the letter Ain. Great abid. He worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thousands of years without disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For thousands of years he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He remained in the company of the malaika in the heavens. And the title he was given in the heavens was Tausul Malaika. He is the peacock of the Malaika. Peacock is a very beautiful bird. So he is the peacock of the Malaika. So great Abid. Very great Alim. He has been deviating people right from the Ummah of Adam alayhi salatu was salam until our Ummah. So he has the knowledge of all the scriptures. He was able to deceive the nation of Adam alayhi salam. He was able to deceive the nation of Nuh alayhi salam. He was able to deceive the nation of Isa alayhi salam. He was able to deceive the nation of all the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wasalam. He had the tactic. And you are only able to do that if you have the knowledge of the scriptures. If you have the knowledge of the deen. And he is not only able to deceive the masses, he has deceived so many ulama also. In all the nations, even in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So imagine the level of ilm he has. So Hazrat Hakim al-Ummah Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that he was a great abid. He was a great alim. He still is a great alim. And he is also a great arif. One who recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One who understands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a certain extent. And this is the proof that he knew that once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a promise, Allah will not break the promise. Number one. Number two, he also knew that the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like the anger of his creations. Nothing overpowers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not even anger. When we say
that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has become very happy. Or Allah becomes very happy when a person does this. So Allah doesn't become overwhelmed with happiness that he takes the wrong decision or he says something wrong, he utters something wrong. Allah is never overcome by anything. Allah is never overpowered by anything. And only that person will know this who is Arif. So when is he saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, grant me respite until the day of Qiyamah? He is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a very big favor. When Allah is extremely angry on him, when Allah is saying to him, Ukhruj, Ukhruj minha, go out of Jahannam, go out of Jannah forever and ever. You will never be able to return in Jannah. At that very moment he says to Allah, Anzilni ila yawm yub'athun. This is the level of recognition he had of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Marifat of a very high standard. He knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of granting what I ask from him even in the state of anger. His anger will not make him take a wrong decision, or his anger will not stop him from thinking rationally. And Allah immediately said, in that very state, innaka minal munzareen. Pata nahi chal bhi raha hai. Great Arif. So very great Abid, very great Alim, very great Arif. What more do you want? But despite that, he left the straight path. Despite that, he left the straight path. Why? Hakim al-Ummah rahmatullahi alayhi says that the fourth Ayn was missing. Three Ayns were there, but for the success of a person, you need four Ayns. Abid, Ibadah, Ilm, and Irfan, Marifat. The fourth Ayn was missing, Ishq. He was not Ashik. He was not the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His heart was void of ishq and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because his heart was void of ishq for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the crunch came, he gave priority to his desire over the desire of the Creator. So once he secured his life until the day of Qiyamah, he knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not break his promise. He has promised me, he has said to me that you will live until the day of Qiyamah. So he said in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَغْوَدَنَّ لَهُمْ سِرَاتَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. I will sit on the straight path for the Banu Adam. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. Then I will come from the front. I will come from behind. I will come from the right. I will come from the left. I will come from all directions. And what will be the result of my efforts? Allahu Akbar. Look at his confidence. Look at his confidence. Because he knew how hard he was going to work. This was going to be his only objective. To mislead the children of Adam. Mislead you and mislead me. What did he say? What will be the result of my efforts? La tajidu aktharahum shakirin. He says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will not find majority of them grateful to you. And when we study the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we come to this conclusion that the inhabitants of Jahannam will be far more greater in number than the inhabitants of Jannah. He resolved and he continued with his efforts. And he said that majority of them will not remain on the straight path. Majority of them will go in the fire of Jahannam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that the inhabitants of Jahannam will be far more greater in number than the inhabitants of Jannah. Children of Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam. Open enemy. Open enemy. Despite we knowing that shaitan is Allah's open enemy, shaitan is our open enemy, we choose to obey shaitan and disobey our creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threw shaitan out of Jannah because of mine and your great grandfather. Shaitan chose not to bow down before Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Think for a moment, my friends. Adam alayhi salatu wassalam is our great grandfather. He is our father. We are his children. And until then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not throw shaitan out. How many thousands of prostrations he made before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Thousands of tasbihat, tahmidat, tahlilat, takbirat. Only Allah knows his level of worship. But when he refused to bow down before Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah had so much love for our great grandfather that he could not tolerate. And he said, you leave Jannah. So Allah has so much love for us, the humans. Adam and the Banu Adam. Allah has so much love that shaitan was the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before he refused to bow down before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah broke his friendship with shaitan when he refused to bow down before our great grandfather. This is how much Allah loves us. And we continue to make friendship with that very being who refused to bow down before our great, 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 great grandfather and who despised him, who despises us, who hated him, who hates us, and who is bent on making sure that each and every child of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam is deprived of Jannah and thrown in the fire of Jahannam. How can we disobey the loving creator and obey the hating enemy? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kaffa, O you who believe, submit to Allah totally. Wala tattabiu khutuwati shaitan, and do not even follow the footsteps of shaitan. Do not even follow him. Why? Because he is your open enemy. He will make promises, but to deceive you. He will make promises to harm you. He will make promises to hurt you. He will make promises to bring loss upon you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes promises. Shaitan also makes promises. But Allah makes true promises only. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, inna wa'adallahi haqq. Indeed, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truth. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. So make sure that this worldly life does not deceive you. And make sure that this deceiver does not deceive you. The great deceiver, غرور. غرور is the great deceiver, shaitan. So Allah says that make sure that the great deceiver does not deceive you. And why does Allah say that make sure this worldly life does not deceive you? Because this great deceiver, shaitan, uses this worldly life as a bait. As a bait. So he himself will not come in front of you. You will not be able to see him deceiving you. But he will deceive you through the glitters of this world. So make sure that he does not deceive you directly, and make sure he does not deceive you through the glitters of the world. Dunya ki rang reeliyon pe na jana e dil, ye to khaza hai jo ba andaze bahar aayi hai. Dunya ki rang reeliyon pe na jana e dil, O heart, the poet is speaking to his heart. O heart, do not incline towards the glitters of the world. Do not incline towards the glitters of the world. Adultery, glitter of this world. Fornication, glitter of this world. Fulfilling carnal desires through means other than the ones made lawful by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glitters of this world. Alcohol, glitter of this world. Haram food, haram drinks, glitter of this world. Haram money, glitter of this world. Everything declared haram by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, They are the greeters of this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind that he knew all the baits that shaitan was going to use. So every bait that shaitan was going to use to lure us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a label of haram on that bait so that we remain aware that this is the bait that shaitan can use, and I have to stay away from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah, is not a dictator. Who is a dictator? Dictator is he who does not look at the losses and the benefits of the person who he is dictating. He only looks at his benefits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more affectionate than the father and the mother. And the mother never looks at her own benefits. The mother always looks at the benefits of the child. So Allah is much more affectionate. Much more affectionate than the mother. Far, far, far more. There is no comparison between the affection of the mother and affection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But shaitan has led us to think this way, that, oh, this is the command of Allah, very strict, very hard. These are not commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the hazard signs on everything that shaitan would have used as baits. Stay away from this. Because once you go towards this particular enjoyment, you will become slave to shaitan. You will become the victim of shaitan. And you will never succeed. you will never be able to acquire the everlasting pleasures of the hereafter. Duniya ki rangreliyon pe na jana e dil, O heart, please, please do not go towards the glitters of this world, things that lure you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Things that are temporary pleasures, drugs, temporary pleasure, alcohol, temporary pleasure, adultery, fornication, temporary pleasure. Unlawful clothing. Temporary pleasure. Brothers and sisters, both have to understand what is lawful, what is unlawful. Because what is unlawful is the bait of shaitan, through which we will become the victim of shaitan. We will become easy prey to shaitan. And we will land ourselves in the fire of Jahannam. We will make our creator unhappy. The creator who has granted us everything. The creator who has sent us into this world. For test and trial. And the creator who has given us the exam paper also, that this is your exam paper. This is how shaitan will come to you. This is how nafs will come to you. This is how you answer if shaitan comes. This is how you answer if nafs comes. This is how you protect yourself from mistakes. These are your questions when you are in the grave. These are your questions on the day of Qiyamah. Prepare. Duniya ki rangreliyon pe na jana e dil. Ya ghafil al qalbi an zikri al maniyati. Amma qalilin satuswa baina amwati. لا تركنن إلى الدنيا وزينتها قد حان للموت يا ذا اللب أياتي. When the heart becomes غافل, when the heart becomes negligent, when the heart is unable to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my creator is watching me, my creator is all aware, my creator is my only benefactor, my greatest benefactor and only benefactor. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is the greatest benefactor, to humanity from amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I am saying that the only benefactor is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, because it is He who gifted us with this greatest benefactor in the form of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anything that we have acquired, anything that we have been given, it is only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the heart becomes negligent of the Creator, it becomes negligent of everything that is important to remember. When the heart becomes negligent of the Creator, it becomes negligent of everything that is important to remember. For example, it is very important to remember that one day I have to die. When we become negligent of the remembrance of the Creator, we will become negligent of the life hereafter. It is very important to remember the do's and the don'ts, but we will forget the do's and the don'ts. It is very important to perform 5 times salat, but we will forget performing 5 times salat. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the light. through which a person is able to see everything in its correct perspective. So every brother, every sister has to make a firm resolution that I will engage in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible through the tongue, through the heart and the mind, so that my heart is enlightened with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The zikr of the tongue is the door through which the zikr of the heart is acquired. Inshallah, from today we will all read minimum 100 times third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And if we can read 100 times the second part of the third kalima, alhamdulillah, nurun ala nur, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So 100 times third kalima, 100 times la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. 100 times istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And minimum 300 times salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best is the salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we recite in salat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. If we are unable to recite this 100 times, recite it a few times, once, twice, thrice, 5 times, 7 times, and then complete the remaining 300 with the short one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the minimum target. And thereafter, whenever we are cooking, whenever we are driving to work, whenever we are going to the masjid, whenever we are going for shopping, whenever we are shopping, try to remember Allah and keep the tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you keep the tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a time will come when the heart will become enlightened with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the heart becomes enlightened with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then anything that is beneficial to remember will be remembered, and anything and everything that is not beneficial will be forgotten. When the heart is not zakir, when the heart is not enlightened with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happens is that we forget those things which are important to remember, and we remember those things that are not important to remember. Layani, we remember layani. Layani, something that neither benefits in this world nor the hereafter. We will remember disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this, I have to do that. Layani, I have to go and see my friends, this, that. And important things we will not remember. And when the heart becomes zakir, then we will remember those things that are important to remember. Salat, zakat. So much so that when we become angry, we will remember how to behave when we are angry. We will not be overpowered by anger. Because when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in every condition we will remember what is important to remember. And when angry, it is important to remember that I have to control my anger. We will be able to do that. So when we become neglectful of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our hearts forget Allah. And when our hearts forget Allah, then we forget those things that are important to remember. And one of the things that is important to remember is death. Death. one day I have to die. One day Malakul Maut will come to me. It could be soon, it could be late, but Malakul Maut is definitely going to come. And he will extract my ruh. He will extract my soul. And I will be buried in the grave, I will be laid in the grave, buried in the grave, I will be left alone by everybody, and I will be questioned in the grave. I will be questioned regarding who my creator is, I will be questioned regarding my deen, I will be questioned regarding my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I will have to remain in that grave for years and years, only Allah knows how many years. Those people who passed away during the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, they are still in their graves until today. On our own. And then I will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. I will be made to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask me questions. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "Laysa baynahu wa baynahu tarjuman." There will be no translator or interpreter or representative or agent between Allah and the person who is being questioned. Direct. You will have to face Allah and answer questions. And Allah will ask regarding the whole life. Where did you spend the valuable moments of life that I have given you? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recheck the youth. Where did you spend your entire life? Number two, where did you spend your valuable, where did you spend the valuable moments of your youth? Number three, from where did you earn wealth? Dunya is very glittery. Very glittery. Without seeing halal, without seeing haram, you are holding wealth. From where did you earn your wealth? Through halal means or haram means? And thereafter, where did you spend your wealth? What did you do with the wealth? Four questions. And the fifth question, how much did you practice from what you knew? And thereafter the fate will be decided. Jannat or Jahannam. So when the heart is enlightened with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically those things that are important to remember will be remembered. But the poet is talking to that person who does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will not remember the important things that he is supposed to remember. He will forget death. And when he forgets death, what will happen is that his heart will incline towards the glitters of this world. So the poet is saying, Ya ghafil al qalbi an dhikri al maniyati. Oh, the one who is negligent of remembering death. Amma qaleelin satuswa baina amwati. Whether you remember death or whether you forget death, soon you will be buried with the dead in the graveyard. And thereafter he says that, cure yourself, make yourself better. La tarkananna ila dunya wazinatiha. Do not incline towards dunya and its glitters. Qad haana lil mauti ya dhal labbi ayyati. Because that time for the death to come has arrived. Death will arrive any time. Maut ahista aakar ye boli, ab chalo saath mere e bhai. Quietly death came and it said to me, brother, come with me now. Sister, come with me. I have come to take you. Take you to meet your creator. Maut ahista aakar ye boli, ab chalo saath mere e bhai, hukme rab se tumhe lene aayi. I have come to take you with the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ab chalo saath mere e bhai, come with me. ساتھ جائے گی نہ مال و دولت ان کو ہو جائے گی تم سے نفرت. ویلتھ منی ول ناٹ گو ود یو, دے ول بگن ٹو ہیٹ یو, نو کنیکشن ود یو, ناؤ یو ڈیڈ. ساتھ جائے گی نیکی برائی, اب چلو ساتھ میرے اے بھائی. اونلی گڈ ول گو ود یو اینڈ بیڈ ول گو ود یو, یور گڈ ڈیز اینڈ یور بیڈ ڈیز ول گو ود یو. کم برادر, آئی ہیو کم ٹو ٹیک یو. Those people who believed in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them mouth is a gift. Mouth is a gift. And those people who did not believe in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or who did not follow the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who believed in the promise of shaitan, temporary paltry benefits, shaitan was luring us towards adultery, fornication, fulfilling desires through unlawful means. For how long is the pleasure? Sometimes only a few seconds, sometimes 15 minutes, sometimes half an hour, sometimes 1 hour, sometimes 2 hours. The effect of drugs and alcohol may remain for a few hours. What after that? And those people who believe in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stay away from the whispers of shaitan and follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them everlasting pleasure. 24 hours they experience pleasure. 24 hours. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah is saying, listen carefully. Why? Because the message is very important. It's a message which everybody should pay heed to. Listen carefully. Bi dhikrillahi, only through the remembrance of Allah do hearts find contentment. Only bi dhikrillahi. Only through the remembrance of Allah do hearts find contentment. And zikr is of three types. One is zikr lisani, Allah, La ilaha illallah, subhanallah. The other is zikr talbi. The heart and the mind is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without the tongue uttering His name. And the third is zikr hali. That the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overwhelms him to do only that which makes Allah happy. This is zikr hali. So zikr qalbi will bring contentment of heart, but of a lesser degree. Zikr qalbi will bring contentment of heart of a higher degree. And zikr hali will bring the highest form of contentment of heart. So for those people who believe in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and strive accordingly, for them, tuhfatul mu'mini al-maut. Maut is what for them? Death is tuhfa, gift. Gift. Why? Because as a result of believing in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and striving towards those promises, they have built an empire in the hereafter. And the only thing that is preventing them from taking charge of that empire is death. So death is gift for them. As soon as they pass away, they immediately take charge of the empire that is waiting for them in the hereafter. But those people who believe in the promises of shaitan and strive accordingly, for them, what is death? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mawtu fada'un akbar. A great terrifying moment. Great terrifying moment. Why? Because by believing in the promises of shaitan and by fulfilling their desires, they have made their abode in the fire of Jahannam. And the only thing that is preventing them from entering that abode is death. So when death comes, And when they are sure that the only thing that is waiting for me on the other side is punishment, chastisement, horror, then it is a very, very frightening thing for them, death. Allahu Akbar Kabira, Allahu Akbar Kabira. So, duniya ki rangreliyon pe na jana e dil. O heart, do not incline towards the glitters of the world. My friends, we are all weak. We are all sick spiritually. And sick people's hearts will always incline towards the glitters of this world. It is we who have to realize this weakness and take charge of ourselves and resolve that I need to bring my nafs under control. If we will not bring our nafs under control, then not only will we suffer in the hereafter, we will have to see humiliation in this very world. Those people who are unable to control their nafs, control their unlawful desires, they will have to face humiliation in this very world. Because when overcome with desires, because the heart is void of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not be able to remember what is important to remember. And what is important to remember? That what I am doing will lead me to humiliation in this world. He will not be able to remember. He will get angry. He will start arguing. He will utter words he is not supposed to utter. And remember, my friends, until the individual himself, the individual herself does not realize that I am a slave to my nafs and I have to free myself, I have to emancipate my nafs by disobeying shaitan and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by handing myself over to a person who will nurture me, who will guide me, by handing myself over to someone who is knowledgeable. Until a person himself does not resolve, no one can help him. No one can help him. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was unable to help his own son because he did not resolve. And Lut alayhi salam and Nuh alayhi salam were unable to help their wives because they did not resolve. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the Khalil of Allah, was not able to help his father because he was not prepared to resolve. It is the individual who has to resolve. I am sick. I am the slave of my nafs. And if I remain the slave of my nafs, I will face humiliation in this world. And at the time of death, in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, and who knows, as a result of this subjugation, I should have subjugated the nafs, but nafs has subjugated me. As the result of this subjugation, I may even lose my iman. Our enemy is shaitan, but shaitan uses the nafs as an agent. If we nurture our nafs and the nafs becomes nafse mutmainna, the nafs becomes very clever. Nafse mutmainna, that means you have educated the nafs. Nafs is not ignorant anymore. You have nurtured the nafs, you have educated the nafs. The nafs, when the nafs becomes mutmainna, he has acquired the degree of MA and PhD. Matured, educated. So this nafs knows how shaitan is luring it. It will not become an agent for shaitan. And as a result, a person with nafs mutmainna will never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan is still there. Same efforts are being exerted by shaitan. But shaitan is on his own. The enemy within is not there anymore. Because nafs has become our friend. Nafs is not the friend of shaitan. But when nafs is nafs ammara, It is illiterate nafs. It is a childish nafs. When a child grows up to be 20, 25, 30, educated, and if somebody tries to lure that child by giving a box of chocolate, the child will not go into the hand of such a person. But a young child, illiterate, uneducated, immature, just one small toffee will be sufficient to lure that child. So nafsi ammara is a child, and nafsu kattifli. And nafsu kattifli. Nafsi ammara is a child, and nafsi mutmainna is a grown up, educated, matured person. And shaitan will lure nafsi ammara. So when nafsi is nafsi ammara, then we have the enemy outside and the enemy within. And when both enemies get together, we fall. We fail. We fall, we fail. So we cannot do anything to change shaitan. Because shaitan is innahu lakum aduvum mubeen. He is a hardcore enemy. So there is no point in trying to make dua for shaitan that, oh Allah, give him tawfiq. Like we do for human enemies, that, oh Allah, give him tawfiq, so that he begins to love me. There is no point in making dua for shaitan. There is no point in trying to change him. The strategy is that we change our nafs. We change our nafs through the process of tazkiya, through the process of ihsan, through the process of islah, under the supervision of God-fearing ulama and mashayikh. By making our hearts zakir. And once nafs becomes nafs mutmainna, then everything will fall in its place. Everything will fall in its place. This nafs will not become a tool for shaitan now. So la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan will become easy. Do not follow in the footsteps of shaitan. And udkhulu fi silmi kaffa will become easy as well. Completely submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My sisters, my mothers, my daughters, please, please. We are all in the same boat. I am also in need of these advices. Whilst I am speaking, I am also contemplating on my life. I am counseling myself also. And I am counseling all the brothers who are sitting in front of me in dozens, and hundreds of sisters who are sitting downstairs in this annual youth gathering organized by the Islamic Dawah Academy in 2019. Let us pay attention to the promises of Allah. And let us ignore the promises of shaitan. Because the promises of Allah is nothing but truth. Inna wa'dallahi haq, indeed the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. So, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Make sure that these worldly glitters do not deceive you, because shaitan will use them. And make sure that the greatest deceiver does not deceive you. He will always whisper with this objective. Innama yad'u hizbahu liyakunu min ashabis sa'ir. Shaitan will invite those people who follow him through false promises towards those things which will make them the people of Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will invite towards those things which will make a person deserving of Jannah. There are so many Jannats, Jannatul Firdaus, Jannatul Na'im. One Jannat is Darus Salam, the house of peace. Allah's promise is a true promise. Shaitan's promise is false. But he will not say this now. We have to remain alert. We have to remain alert. Forsake all the unlawful pleasures, my friend. And if we are unable to extricate ourselves from the clutches of shaitan, then turn to someone who is expert. Seek guidance. Seek guidance. And two things that will help us immensely is excessive zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstaining from wrong company and staying in good company. And acquire ilm. As a result of ilm, a person will realize whether the whisper I am experiencing is whisper of shaitan or whisper of Allah, whisper of the angel. Without ilm, we will not know what is right, what is wrong. And shaitan will continue to mislead us until we are made to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the day of Qiyamah, he will stand in front of all the people who will be destined and doomed to the fire of Jahannam. And he will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. He will become very happy that I am taking so many children of Adam into the fire of Jahannam. And with a cheeky smile, he will say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a promise to you. His promise was true promise. And I also made a promise to you, but I made a false promise. وَبَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. And he will say, وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ. I did not force you to do anything. I had no authority over you. All I did was gave you false promises and invited you. فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. And you accepted my invitation freely without any duress. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not lament me, lament yourselves. You have the Quran, you have the Hadith, you have the ulama, the mashayikh explaining to you over and over again. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And listen carefully. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. Today, neither I will be helping you, nor will you be helping me. Nobody will be able to help each other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to exert, to first resolve. Resolve, my friends. My brothers, resolve. My sisters, my brothers, let us resolve before it is too late. I am 57. Only Allah knows for how long I will live more. Only Allah knows. And sometimes a teenager passes away before the one who is in his 60s and 70s. Let us resolve. As far as death is concerned, we are all equal. A 20-year-old cannot say that because he is 60, he will go first and I will go after 40 more years. No, we are all same, equal as far as death is concerned. Death is definitely going to come, but when it will come, nobody knows. Before that frightening moment arrives, when we are left alone between ourselves and shaitan to deal at the time of death, only ourselves and shaitan. And the fate will be decided by the level of tazkiyah we acquire, by the level of love we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that we will be able to acquire by following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us suppress our unlawful desires. Let us control ourselves. Let us have complete control. We may succeed, we may fail, we may succeed, we may fail, succeed, succeed, fail, 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 succeed, fail, fail, succeed, succeed, succeed. Let us continue with this cycle. Let us not give up completely. Let us not give up completely. The boxers and the wrestlers, they have very bad first round, very bad second round, very bad third round, very bad fourth round. But they continue with this hope that the next round will be mine. Next round will be mine. And there are boxers who reach the final round and they are 100% sure that all the rounds have been won by my opponent. But despite that, he still has one hope that if I am able to knock him out in the final round, then the match will be mine. He never loses hope. He never loses hope. And who is there to support him? Nobody. The supporters can only chant and encourage him. They cannot practically support him. But my friends, when a mu'min and Muslim resolves to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and defeat shaitan, Allah himself supports. And he supports physically. Allah will create means as a result of which defeating shaitan will become easy. So number one, let us resolve that from today, the battle to defeat shaitan has begun and it will continue until I breathe my last. And come what may, if I lose today's round, then I will have hope that tomorrow's round will be mine, inshallah. And if I lose tomorrow's round, then I will have hope that the round of the day after will be mine. And my friends, the time will come, inshallah. Time will come soon. The only thing we have to do is to resolve, acquire ilm, stay away from wrong company, sit in good company, find good ulama who encourage us. Find ulama in whose company we find the strength and the boost to do something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to defeat shaitan. Such ulama, such mashayikh will remain on the service of this earth until the day of Qiyam. Allah is so kind to us. Allah has not left us alone. Let us connect ourselves to such ulama and such mashayikh. And let us benefit from them before they are gone. Resolve, acquire ilm, associate with ulama, mashayikh, stay completely away from wrong environment, even on social media, wrong environment, wrong material, wrong company. And control yourself. Overcome the problems you are without your resolve, without your efforts, nothing will happen. And prepare for the final moment. Prepare for the everlasting life to come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make everything easy for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this 22nd annual sisters gathering organized by the Islamic Dawah Academy, and may these efforts continue with sincerity according to His pleasure until the last day. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Islamic Dawah Academy and each and every one of us and our children and our progeny to come until the day of Qiyamah a beacon light for everybody to acquire guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring this realization in our lives that this worldly life is temporary, it is nothing, and the life hereafter is eternal. And may we all meet each other again and again, come to the academy again and again in the programs that are organized by the Islamic Dawah Academy only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may we ultimately find ourselves under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And may we one day find ourselves in Jannatul Firdaus, in the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Saliheen. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah forgive all our dear and near ones. May Allah forgive all our deceased relatives and friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant complete cure to all those who are sick. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the problems of all those people who are suffering throughout the world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the ummah hidayah and the ability to understand that the solution to their problem lies in their deen. And thereafter may Allah grant them the tawfiq to learn deen, follow deen and propagate deen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان، واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم لا تهنا مكرك، ولا تنسنا ذكرك، ولا تهتك عنا سترك، ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك، واجعل همتنا وهوانا فيما تحب وترضى. اللهم اجعل همتنا وهوانا فيما تحب وترضى. اللهم اجعل همتنا وهوانا فيما تحب وترضى. اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين، وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. اللهم نقنا من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم بعيد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما بعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا. اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين ومن المتطهرين ومن عبادك الصالحين ومن أوليائك المقربين الصديقين. اللهم اجعلنا من العلماء الربانيين. اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك وعشاقك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم فرج عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وألف بين قلوبهم، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين على الحق ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم. اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم، ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة وفتنة مضلة. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين have mercy upon us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, have mercy upon us. O the most merciful one, have mercy upon us. O the most forgiving, forgive our sins. Forgive our sins. Forgive the sins of our parents. Forgive the sins of our children, families. Forgive the sins of our brothers, sisters, our relatives, our near, dear ones. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive our minor sins. Forgive our major sins. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to remain steadfast on Islam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us complete submission. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us complete submission to you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us complete submission to your commands. O Arhamur Rahimeen, for as long as we live, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us steadfastness on Islam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, when we depart from this world, make us depart with the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, emanating from our tongues. O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with your remembrance. O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with your remembrance. Enlighten our hearts with your remembrance. O Arhamur Rahimeen, keep our tongues moist with your remembrance. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to remain in good company. Grant us the tawfiq to abstain from wrong company. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to remain in good environment. Grant us the tawfiq to abstain from wrong environment. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to benefit from ulama-i haqqa and mashayikh-i haqqa. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with your love, with your remembrance, with the love of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with your ma'rifat. O Arhamur Rahimeen, increase our ilm. O Arhamur Rahimeen, increase our ilm. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us barakah in our ilm. Grant us barakah in our amal. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the correct understanding of deen. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, make death easy for us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make the journey after death easy for us. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus and save us from the fire of Jahannam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, fulfill all our needs of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the khair of this world and the hereafter. Save us from the shar of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimeen, every good which your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seeked from you, grant it to us. Every evil from which your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seeked refuge, grant us refuge from it. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, accept this conference. O Arhamur Rahimeen, accept all those people who have participated. O Arhamur Rahimeen, accept the speakers. O Arhamur Rahimeen, accept the organizers. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, make this conference a means of hidayah spreading throughout the world. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, whatever was said today, ilaha al-alamin, by all the speakers, by the MC, grant us the tawfiq, grant us all the tawfiq, O Arhamur Rahimeen, to practice each and everything. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the deceit of shaitan and nafs. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the ability to understand the promises of our beloved Creator, and grant us the tawfiq to follow His commands. O Arhamur Rahimeen, all those brothers and sisters who have requested us to make dua for them, or who expect us to make dua for them, or who have right upon us, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant them the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. وصلى الله على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين آمين. إن شاء الله صلاة أذان will be called, sunnats will be performed, thereafter asal will be performed, and thereafter announcement will be made. So please start preparing for salat. Thank you.